We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Welcome back, everyone. I'm sure that those of you that know this show and how we usually do our programming, tonight we are not calling it Center Stage. Because of the pandemic, we are focusing on stories that are interesting, what people, the really incredible things that people are doing to get around this, to really say that it's not going to defeat us, to uplift other people. And so we are also looking for your stories. We want to make sure that you know that there is a spot where you can go to share your stories of joy and laughter, fun and inspiration. And you can go there at Stay Connected MN for Minnesota. That's Stay Connected MN at intercom.com. And we look forward to getting your stories and being able to share that with some of our listeners as well. All right. This particular hour, we are going to stay on this whole subject about how people are doing new things when it comes to being able to handle this pandemic. Rohan Preston is joining us. Do we have him?
Oh, absolutely. How are you?
There you are. I'm doing well. I've been wondering how you are faring in this pandemic. You and I have only talked once since the last time I had you on the show. And I tell you, Rohan, I've been thinking about you and only imagining the effect that it's having on you, what is happening to theater and all industries
I know.
Are affected by this. It's remarkable.
It is.
So it's been a... Really, go ahead.
It's devastating, and I think, you know, in some ways, I mean, all the theaters are affected. The earned income that they depend on to go forward and to fund their operations is gone. So theaters have laid off. The Guthrie has cut hours, and people are off last week, and children's theater has cut hours and salaries and laid off people, and Theater La Tête d'Or has as well. So there's a lot that's happening, understandably, but it's very, very sad, very tragic in that sense. And, you know, there are real questions about even when people are going to be able to get back into the theaters, when the shows will be up. The Jungle was opening a show called Redwood that was closed the night before opening. La Boheme at Theater La Tête d'Or closed the night before opening. And Children's Theater had a show opening that night that closed. And I mean, you go on and on. It was a huge weekend in theater. So, of course, you know, we're talking about the art. There are real people suffering as well and getting sick and so we pray for those people and we pray for everyone, frankly, to be safe and healthy during this really eerie, scary time, you know.
Well, as the lead theater critic for the Star Tribune, I'm sure that you've been keeping busy because there's so many ways that need to be the thought process of trying to figure out where do we go from here, because it will not, the industry here, the theater industry will not look the same when this is all over with. I remember seeing a story recently, Rohan, talking about chefs. You know, you have Top Chef and the Best Chefs and celebrity chefs. And there was one celebrity chef who came on recently on one of the news shows, celebrity chef Tom Kalecki, I think I have it pronounced correctly. But he came on to say there are we're probably going to lose 75% of the restaurants in this country. And that is a remarkable statement. What do you think will happen to the theaters? Can they weather this storm? So many are small. We have over 800 theaters in the state of Minnesota. How do you think we're going to fare?
It's a big open question. I mean, I think, you know, I know that everyone is struggling, and theaters depend on people coming for their lifeblood. They depend on funders, and they depend on all of us willing to gather together in public. You know, this experience is going to both leave us hungry to be in company of others and also skeptical, frankly, because it's a scarring trauma, you know, about, you know, what, as much as I want to hug my friends, you know, are you going to be okay? You know what I mean? So it's a conflicting one in that sense. And then it's going to create other needs. So the foundations are stepping up. Spring World for the Arts is stepping up to help artists. But it's a shock. It's a shock to the system. And will the funders be there for theaters and their other needs in the community, immediate needs like housing and health and all of that? And so that's another thing. And I think the theaters that have strong endowments and other things, even though those have been whiplashed and whipsawing over the past month, you know, those will survive. But, you know, the theaters that that don't have strong support, they're in real peril, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. But at the same time, you and I both know how resilient we are as people on this planet, right? And we have been through storm after storm, even perfect storms that wanted to stop us in our tracks. At the same time, we turn around and we stand strong and, you know, you just rebuild your lives. You rebuild the industry, just like Joplin had to rebuild its entire city when that F5 hurricane hit.
Tornado.
Not hurricane, I'm sorry, tornado hit and took everything. They had to rebuild, and they did. And it's the same thing with our industry. But at this moment, it almost feels like we can't take another thing, doesn't it?
Well, it's perilous. And I think it's hopeful because I have seen online how artists are putting on concerts, they're putting on plays, they're doing play readings, and so that irrepressible spirit that artists represent, and then frankly that embodies the nation, that is there, and I'm, you know, hopeful and optimistic for that, but doesn't mean that it won't be challenging and won't be difficult. But I do believe in the resilience that you speak about. I do believe in rising from the ashes.
Yeah. And so are you researching how some of these local theaters in the community have been trying to find a new beginning in this new era? Are you looking into that?
Well, yes. I mean, we're looking into a lot of things. And I think, you know, right now the ground is so unsettled. It's like being in an earthquake and the ground is still shaking. So when you're talking to people, theater companies and actors and administrators and directors and whatnot, you know, whatever you find out one minute is liable to change the next, because this is unprecedented. We've never had this experience before. And, you know, it's shocking. Although I have to say, I was talking, I had a conference call with my college roommates this evening, and it was supposed to be a happy hour. I wasn't having anything to drink, but it was great. And one of them made the point that, you know, we have had this incredible run of peace and health and technology since World War II. And, you know, he was reminding us that his parents both went through polio, and were stricken with polio as kids. And we've never encountered anything like that. And so how blessed are we, have we been? That said, it is traumatic, and our kids are going to be traumatized by this, and we're going to be traumatized by this. I spoke with an actor in doing interviews, and Thomasina Petrus, and she made a brilliant point that in some cultures, African cultures, when people come back from war, they take them away to have ceremonies to reintroduce them to society and heal them. And these ceremonies include music and dancing and, so you know, just trying to lift the spirit away from the horrors that they experience. And she was like, well, we're going to need that for the rest of our society today.
Isn't that the truth? And, of course, when you mentioned that that statement about we had peace, you know, since World War II, of course, we know that there's been really troubling times here in America, maybe throughout the world, more peace. But here in America, 1968, 1964, 58, 54, you know, we can go through that whole time period.
Oh, absolutely.
Really
absolutely.
Tumultuous. But we made it through that as well, and that's what's important. Rohan Preston, I love talking to you. I can't wait to get an update on how things are moving for the theater community, and we'll be there supporting. So thank you so much for joining us tonight.
Thank you so much, and keep doing the great work. You know, the press has been designated as essential personnel during this time, and we're giving out good information. So keep doing the great work.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.